Bristol Myers, makers of Itana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we meet the star of our show, the young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Beautiful rowing in this lake, Dolores.
Oh, yes, it is, honey. But it must have been awfully expensive renting this boat. How much do they cost?
Well, you see, the price depends on the size of the boat. They have one boat here called the Queen Mary that costs $5 an hour. There's another boat called the Normandy that costs $3 an hour.
What's the name of this boat?
SS Orange Crate.
By the way, Alan, rowing a boat like this is a pretty tough job. Uh-huh. I don't think one person should do all the rowing.
Oh, it's quite all right, Dolores.
Oh, but it's not fair, honey. We ought to divide it up.
Well, if you insist, Dolores, hand me the oars.
Alan, let's row to the middle of the lake.
Okay. Isn't this far enough out, Dolores?
Oh, yes, honey. Alan, this is the moment I dream of. We're way out here, all alone.
Yeah.
Away from civilization, far away from prying eyes. Do you know why I was so anxious to be out here on the water?
Want to rinse out some things?
Look, honey, that is not what I meant.
No, it's not.
Look at those ducks over there. Now, just look at the way... Alan, just look at the way one duck swims over to the other duck and nestles up against her. Why don't you do that?
I haven't got webbed feet.
Alan, look at those other couples on the lake. Look at that boat over there. The girl has her head on her fella's shoulder. And look in that boat over there. That girl has her head on her fella's shoulder, too.
You've talked me into it, girl. You may put your head on my shoulder.
Oh, gee, honey, thanks. Where is it?
Just feel around it. There's someplace. It's so dark out here. Dolores?
Yes, Alan?
Maybe you're right. It is kind of romantic here on the lake, sitting next to each other in the dark. Mind if I take your hand in mine?
Oh, not at all, honey.
Oh, you've got such a lovely arm. So slender, and the way it tapers into a long, flat hand.
Alan, you're holding one of the oars.
Thought it was odd wearing seaweed for a charm bracelet. Dolores, I'll show you the trick I used to do when I was a kid.
Honey, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
I used to turn the boat around by swinging...
Alan, you're going to fall in the water.
Don't be silly, Dolores. I'm not going to fall in the water. I just swing like this. I told you I wasn't going to fall in the water. Let me pull you out, Dolores.
It's all your fault I fell in the lake. You're so clumsy. Look, you've ruined my dress.
I'm sorry.
Alan Young, you don't know anything. I had to coax you to take me out on the lake. I had to pay for the boat. Then I find out you don't even know how to row. And finally, you push me overboard. Sometimes I wonder how you became such a grade-A idiot.
I drink milk.
Oh, that does it. Now, you row me ashore and I'll go home by myself.
Jonathan.
One moment, my lad. Don't you see the great Jonathan Milieu is busy? I'm answering a letter from the fan club.
You have a fan club?
Just look at this letter I received. I shall read it to you.
Yeah.
Dear Jonathan Milieu, I saw you during your last tour in Hamlet, and I shall never forget your performance. Signed, Martha. And, my lads, I'll never forget Martha during that tour. She came backstage to offer her congratulations.
Well, I suppose George was busy at Valley Forge.
My boy, why don't you give credit where credit is due? Even when I was a starving actor, I used to hold me audience spellbound. Huh? I remember once when I walked on stage in my second-hand Romeo outfit, you could hear a pin drop.
What happened?
A pin dropped. Closely followed by my pants.
Must have been embarrassing, Jonathan. What did you do?
Well, I merely looked at my trousers upon the floor and read my next line. Parting is such sweet. But, Milan, what are you doing home so early? I thought you were out canoeing with Dolores.
She got angry just because I didn't know how to handle a boat. Isn't that ridiculous?
It certainly is, Milan.
You've seen me navigate boats, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and you do a grand job, my boy. Very few men can sail them three times around the bathtub without hitting the faucet.
I can do five with my celluloid swan. I don't understand women. What difference does it make if I know how to handle a boat?
Well, my lad, from time immemorial, women have admired sailors. They love a man with adventure in his soul.
I got adventure in my soul.
They love a man who is full of daring.
I'm full of daring.
They love a man who is covered with muscles.
I'm full of daring.
I know how women like sailors, my boy, because Jonathan Mildew was once a sailor.
Oh, I never suspected you were a sailor, Jonathan.
And why not, my boy?
For an old salt, you certainly have a sagging shaker.
Don't laugh, Alan. I was an excellent sailor. If you doubt me, I'll show you a picture of me in uniform. Huh? I'll go to my room now and look for Miss Scratch.
Okay, Jonathan. Poor old Jonathan. Here comes Phil Rich Updike. What he's going to brag about today.
Well, Alan, I'm here. Come gaze upon man's answer to the farmer's daughter.
You seem pretty happy today, Hubert.
Yes. I just came from the golf course, Alan. I drove one ball 300 yards.
You drove a ball 300 yards?
Yes, then I got out of my car and dropped it in the hole.
That's ridiculous. What kind of a car would they allow on a golf course?
A caddy. Yeah.
Oh, that was a witty one, yeah.
Hubert, look, I didn't know you were interested in sport.
Oh, yes, Alan, my favorite sport is yachting.
Yachting, huh?
Yes, in fact, I just returned from a 3-week cruise, though it was a wonderful trip, Alan. We sailed south for a while, and then we sailed north for a while, and then we sailed way out west. In fact, we went clear out to the other end of my swimming pool.
Pretty dangerous waters. What kind of a yacht do you have, Hubert?
Well, I'll describe the whole thing.
Oh, pray do. Yeah.
No. There are six decks. It has a moving picture theater on board, and it needs a crew of 400 sailors.
Six decks, a moving picture theater, 400 sailors? Gee.
Well, so much for the lifeboat. Now I'll describe the yacht.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't believe anything you say, Hubert. I'll bet you don't know anything about the ocean.
Why, Alan, I come from a long line of sailors. Once my uncle went down with his ship in the Gulf of Mexico.
So what? My uncle once went down with a schooner.
He went down with his schooner?
After three beers, he couldn't stand on his feet.
How can you compare yourself with me? I'm a real sailor. Well, I'm just covered with tutuing.
Yeah. Oh, tutuing. I suppose you got a boodle ship on your shoes.
No, Alan, just look here on my arm.
Gee, look what tattooed on your arm, the First National Bank.
Yes, I can make a muscle and give 6% interest at the same time.
You know, I wish I could own a yacht.
Oh, don't make me laugh. Why, you can't even paddle a canoe.
Where'd you find that out, Hubert?
From Dolores Darling. In fact, she's going to be aboard my yacht tomorrow. Huh? I've entered in the big race tomorrow off Catalina Island.
Oh, yeah? Well, Hubert, you're not going to win that big race.
Who's that so? Who's going to beat me?
I am.
You! Oh, mother, get out the pistachio. This boy is off his nut. You name! You'll never beat me in the yacht race, Alan. Arrowa!
Arrowa!
he would have taken his big fat yacht.
Well, wait, you see this, Alan. I found the scrapbook.
Scrapbook? Oh, you mean the pictures of you as a sailor?
That's right, Alan, my boy.
Look, Jonathan, maybe you can help me. I got to beat Hubert in the big yacht race tomorrow, but there's one little hitch.
Oh. I haven't got a boat.
Well, why don't you rent one, my lad?
That's an idea. I'll look in the advertisements. There should be something here in the Van Nuys Gazette.
That's it.
Let's see. Plenty of boats for sale here. Look at this one. Mississippi steamboat for sale. Complete with built-in bar. All comforts, including Southern. Well, here's another ad, Jonathan. Man with outboard motor would like to meet girl with rowboat. Object, putt-putt.
Look at this other column, my boy. Here's a whole list of boats for sale.
Huh?
Boats of all types and description are now available. For further information, apply in person at the Van Nuys Gazette.
Jonathan, I'm going to buy one of those boats and show Hubert up. I'll become a real sea captain.
Are you a good sailor, Alan?
Am I a good sailor? I can't see myself at the wheel of that boat. Out in the middle of the ocean, the boat is pitching and tossing, but I'm still at the wheel. The waves smash and the seas rock and roll, but I'm still at the wheel. The boat is going up and down, up and down, up and down. John, you take the wheel.
We'll hear more about the big race shortly. Meanwhile, listen to the thoughts of this young man as he stands in front of his mirror. Listen closely. He may sound like you.
Why can't I get this hair of mine to look neat without having to plaster it down so it looks like patent leather?
The place sounds familiar. Well, then, take a tip. Get Vitalis. For Vitalis is one hair grooming preparation that keeps dry, unruly hair under control without giving you a greasy, patent leather shine like so many other hair preparations.
Well, what makes Vitalis so different, Mr. Washington?
Because there's no mineral oil in Vitalis. Only pure vegetable oils that give your hair a natural luster, the way nature intended. But that's not all Vitalis can do for you. The Vitalis 60-second workout makes your scalp feel like a million, too. For it loosens your tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Your scalp feels wonderful, and your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight.
Van Nuys Gazette, busy newspaper. I'll go ahead and see the editor, Mr. Westmore.
Come in!
Pardon, Mr. Buzz.
Speak up, young man, speak up. I haven't got all hell of a busy man. Busy Buzz to call me. I've got a million things to do. Got a million things to do.
Yeah. Well, I came here to see if I want that.
In the right place, young hire warheads get the quickest results in town. A fellow came in here yesterday, put an ad in our paper, said he wanted a brand new car. A brand new car.
Did he get quick results?
He sure did. When he stepped out of the building, he was hit by a 1947 convertible.
Gee, what a shame.
Yeah, he wanted a station wagon.
I'm not interested in the car, Mr. Buzzy. I want to talk to you about your ads for boats.
Boats? Yeah. Oh, boats! Yeah, I was crazy about boats. I once took a trip to Hawaii. Lovely place. Lovely place.
Yeah, but look, I have to get a baby.
You should see those hula hula girls. You ought to see them shape. Look like mixmasters dressed up in shredded wheat.
I didn't come here to talk about hula hula girls.
My wife got jealous of those hula hula girls. Put on all those grass skirts herself.
Your wife put on a grass skirt?
And you should have seen it. Reminded me of a song. Turkey in the Straw. Should have seen that fat wife of mine in a grass skirt. Oh, is she fat? The other time she wiggled, it looked like Griffith Park was on the move.
Mr. Buzzy, remember you had boats for sale in your want ads? I'd like to buy one so I can enter the yacht race tomorrow.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
I overlooked it. I'm sorry. Look, can I have the names and addresses of the owners, please?
Sure, got them right here. Right here's the list here. And good luck in the young race, Mr. Yacht. Have a pleasant trip now.
What a strange character. What a strange character. Well, I better go on the waterfront now and check on these boats for sale. Look at all these boats. Let's see that list again. Got to go to Pier 6, Dock 7. That's right down here. There's a busy waterfront. at all the traffic on the water. There's a tugboat, a scow, a yacht, a woman driver. Woman driver? But they're taking the wrong turn. Well, pier 6, dock 7. Let's see, it must be that old houseboat there. Houseboat? Exactly what I'm looking for. What?
Hello.
Hello. Did you advertise a boat for sale?
Yeah, I'm selling this houseboat on account of the housing shortage. I've been living in this houseboat, but it's so lonely I can't stand it any longer.
It's lonely?
Yeah. Last night I sat on the back porch holding fins with a halibut.
You can't go around with a halibut.
I can't. Of course not. I better ask for my fraternity pin back.
I guess every guy should have a gill friend.
Yeah, that isn't the worst thing that's happened.
Oh,
one night I walked in my sleep.
You walked in your sleep? That's awful.
Yeah. When I woke up, I was in the Columbia River, leaping upstream with the salmon.
But that was the first wave you've had in your head in years. I'm sorry, I'm not interested in buying a houseboat. I need a yacht.
Yeah, but it's really nice. Of course, it's been pretty lonesome here these last few months without my wife.
Without your wife?
Yeah. Poor woman. She forgot we were living in a houseboat and went down to the cellar to get some preserves. Well, I better go inside. I gotta get 8 decks of cards ready.
8 decks of cards?
I'm playing gin rummy tonight with an octopus.
Oh. Gotta look for the next boat on the list. Let's see. Pier 8, Dock 9. Gotta get a yacht that'll beat Hubert. Here's Pier 8, Dock. Well, that must be it there. Gee, what a beautiful boat. The SS Stonewall Jackson. Wonder who the owner is. Well, probably that girl standing over there. Pardon me, miss.
Well, Alan Yard.
Well, Lulabelle.
Hanazar, is that you all?
Yeah, is that all of you? Lulabelle, what are you doing down here at the dock?
Sugar Plum, my pappy is selling this here boat. It's a genuine Mississippi riverboat.
I don't know much about these riverboats. Can they go fast?
Well, once that big paddle in the back starts moving, you really hop along.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My dad once took me to the woodshed. Lulabelle, I'm down here to get a racing boat.
Well, honey, child, you want a nice boat? Just take a look at this. Did you ever see such a streamlined hull?
One on the boat ain't bad either. You see, Lord, I'm entering the big boat race tomorrow.
Well, shut my mouth.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat Hubert Updike in a big yacht of his.
Well, shut my mouth.
What for? You only open it again. What I mean is, I'm sorry, Lulabelle. I need a boat that goes faster than this one.
Well, Sugarfoot, I'm sorry you all don't want my boat all, but I hope you all win that race all.
Well, Lulabelle, thanks and goodbye, y'all. Wasted a lot of time. Still don't have a boat. Ooh, look at that big one there. Ooh, that's the biggest yacht I ever saw. I wonder who's... Oh, the SS Updike. That's Hubert's boat. Wonder if he's on board. Oh, Hubert!
Just a moment, Alan. I'm paying my crew their wages.
Oh, I didn't think you'd associate with your crew.
Well, I'm not. I'm handing it through these little holes in the side of the boat.
I guess that's what they call porthole to porthole pay.
Ooh, how vulgar.
Tell me, what are you doing down here at the dock, Alan?
Well, Hubert, I've been trying to buy a boat to enter against you in tomorrow's race.
Well, Alan, I'll offer you a sporting proposition. You pick out any boat you want in the harbor, and I will buy it for you.
You'll buy a boat for me? Oh, Hubert, you're a true sportsman. You've got red blood in your veins.
Ooh, what you said.
Come on, Hubert, what have you got in your veins?
Champagne. Well, come
and me, Alan, pick out any boat that you want.
Well, this is a pretty nice boat tied up right here, Hubert. I'd love to have that one, but gee.
No. All right, Alan. Oh, Mister, how much money do you want for this boat?
$300, Mr. Updike.
Oh, well, there's your money. It's your boat, Alan.
Hubert, if I didn't see this with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. You're a real gentleman.
Yes,
you know it, yeah. Well, Hubert, I'll go home now. I got a lot of things to do before the big race tomorrow, and Hubert, au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, Mr. Boatman.
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
I want to get this boat in shape for my friend tomorrow.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Hopkins.
There's just one slight change in construction I'd like you to make.
What's that, Mr. Hopkins?
I want you to put the portholes on the bottom. Oh, yes, and pull out a few nails here and there and saw just a few of the boards in half.
Well, if I do that, Mr. Updike, the boat will sink in the middle of the race.
Goodness, man, five silver dollars.
We'll see how Alan makes out in a minute. Meanwhile, listen to this fact. It's news. It's important. It can help you.
Dentists prefer Lipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
So, friends, why don't you try Lipana yourself and see why it's so popular? See how Lipana can help your teeth to a brightness, your smile to a loveliness you never thought possible. Use Lipana this easy way.
Brush your teeth regularly with Lipana. Then, with the fingertip, briefly and gently massage the gums along the line where they meet the teeth.
This line is the lifeline of your smile, because it's healthy gums and bright teeth that give your smile its radiance and beauty. So give them this intelligent care. Start now with Lipana toothpaste for your smile of beauty.
Tighter here.
But boy, you said you had an excellent boat.
Can't understand it. When I looked at it yesterday, it's in good condition. Now all the boards are loose.
Me lad, a boat is just like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
While you're looking her over, she appears shipshape. But once you become the owner, her planks start falling apart.
Never mind.
Let's
fix
this
boat up, huh?
Me lad, this is a miserable looking craft. Of what is it made?
Of what is it made? Well, Jonathan, the best wood for building boats is white oak. The next best wood is solid spruce.
But of what is this boat made?
Good humor, Six. Hurry, Jonathan. The race will be starting soon.
Alan! Alan!
Oh, here comes Hubert Updike. Look at him dressed in his captain's uniform.
I'm wearing my heavy gold braid.
Hubert! I hope you're not too confident.
Well, Alan, I can't lose. The tide will be with me all the way.
I know. What'll happen when the tide goes out?
The tide won't go out, Alan.
Yeah, but at certain times of day, the tide is bound to go out.
It wouldn't dare.
Alan, we'd best get aboard our ship. Here comes the judge of the race, Mr. Busby.
Well, now, you fellas all ready to go?
Yes, Mr. Busby.
Now, Mr. Busby. Fine. Now, I want you to remember the rule. Make it a clean fight. Come out swinging, no hitting below the keel, and if there's a knockdown, go to a neutral aisle.
Mr. Busby. This is a boat race.
A boat race.
Yes. Now, let's get the race started.
Well, all right. Now, there are four boats entered in this here race to Catalina, and may the best boat win. Ready? Get set. Ho-ho! Hoist the anchor!
Jonathan, raise the bobby pin. Look, Jonathan, Cuba's boat is passing the pier. Look, the judges are saluting his yacht. Gee, now we're going past the pier. I wonder how they're going to salute my boat.
Did I
Cuba's boat is pulling ahead of us.
We've got to go fast. Come on, Jonathan. Fasten the topsail. Uncurl the mainsail. Fasten the forecastle and see if there's any eggs in the crow's nest.
Lad, I'm doing the best I can.
Well, faster, faster. Fore your aft and aft your fore. And button down your hatches and swab the deck and fluff when you're getting.
What does all that mean, Milan?
I don't know, but if it's good enough for Charles Lawton, it's good enough for me. First thing we got to do is take a sounding. How deep is the water?
12 feet. Good.
Now, how deep is it outside the boat?
I can't understand it, Alan. All the sails are up, the wind is blowing, all the motors are going full blast, and yet we're not making any headway.
Maybe we should untie it from the dock.
Cuba must be miles ahead,
Joe. Yeah, I'll find out where he is. Hand me the binoculars. Oh. Thank you very much. Son, look. Not only is Cuba ahead of us, but there's another boat ahead of us. The S.S. Lincoln.
That isn't the S.S. Lincoln, my boy. There's a penny caught in the land.
Well, look, forget that. Give me the map. A map. I'll soon find out where we are. Let's see now. Just as I thought.
Oh,
I can't read math. Now that we're at sea, Jonathan, we've got to have some system aboard this ship. I'm the captain and you're the first mate. Is that aye aye with you?
Aye aye.
Aye aye. Now go below.
Below what?
I don't know. That sailor talk. Let's see now. According to this map, we're exactly 6 inches outside of Los Angeles. That would put us about...
Pass him!
What is it, mate?
There's a storm coming toward us at 6 o'clock.
Why worry? It's only 2:30 now. I better set our course. First mate, which way are we going?
No, west white powers.
No, west white powers?
No, west white powers.
Aye, aye!
Aye, aye!
Aye, aye! I still don't know which way we're going. Boy, what a storm.
Alan, it's getting worse. We'd best send out an SOS.
How do you spell it? Look at the size of those waves.
Here comes the big one. Big Jan, what a wave. Are you all right, Alan?
Yes. Are you all right, Jonathan?
Yes, me lad.
Good. Let's swim back to the boat.
Me lad, what a rough sea. Let's climb aboard.
Look, Jonathan. Hubert's boat is right alongside ours.
Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!
What's wrong, Hubert? What happened?
Something terrible, Alan. My crew has mutinied. They're planning to steal my boat.
They're stealing your boat?
Oh, but they won't get very far. I'm foreclosing my mortgage on the Pacific.
Hubert, as captain of your boat, you should know what to do in an emergency like this.
Oh, I do, Alan. Lower the lifeboat. No crowding. Women and people with $10 million first.
Oh, goody, that's me, gangway.
Look, Alan, there's Catalina Island and we're ahead of the other boat.
Oh, get up more steam, Jonathan. Can you hear me? That's fine. We're winning the race. There's Catalina right in front of us.
Careful, my boy. You're going right into that island.
Don't worry. I know how to steer.
Watch out for that!
Boy, look what you've done. Instead of one big island, there are a lot of little ones.
What do you know? Catalina just had kittens.
Promise not to tell?
I promise. Not a word.
Well, I've got a new beau and the grandest guy, a smooth number.
Smooth shaven?
Right, and always good-natured.
Sounds like the Ingram type. The type who uses Ingram shaving cream because he knows that rich Ingram lather helps condition his face the razor. Gives him close, smooth shaves in cool comfort. Men, remember, comfort means coolness. Coolness means Ingram. I-N-G-R-A-M. Ingram, the cooler shaving cream.
Keep smooth, yet keep smiling.
With cooling Ingram.
We're a little late, friends. Thank you very much. See you next Friday. Good night. Thank you.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.